plane I got here on was so old it didn't have a washroom, it had an outhouse.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Years ago, I decided to buy something called a bonsai tree. This miniature tree sat there in my living room, soaking up the moisture, reaching out for the sun's rays, and growing ever so slowly. I didn't know a thing about bonsais until I watched The Karate Kid. Remember it? The wise old master prunes and wires and clips away, then one day presents a lonely and mistreated boy with an ancient tree 10 inches tall. The tree speaks to him of endurance, of perseverance, of growth, things he will need to defeat the bullies and bring a happy ending. Since then, I wanted a bonsai tree. But they looked too much like work, all that wiring and trimming. They looked too much like money. Some were as much as $1,000. And then I found one for $16, and it made no sense to leave it in the store. Please understand that I can grow tomatoes, but I was not born with a green thumb when it comes to houseplants. In fact, if you want to kill a plant, let me at it. I don't know what it is. I can water and weed with the best of them, but houseplants see me coming and they change color. Still, I try. Some nights, after the kids were tucked in, you'd find me with that tree, pruning with my wife's fingernail clippers, carefully snipping, trimming, and wiring until it was all I could see when I closed my eyes. If the lady who sold me that tree was right, a well-cared-for bonsai should last a few hundred years. So I kept snipping, trimming, and wiring. I can leave it behind for my kids, I thought. And the older I get, the more important that is. A few summers ago, an acquaintance of mine took his 12-year-old son on a weekend fishing trip. The purpose was to teach the boy the facts of life, to let him know the wonderful joys of married love. Sex is a gift from God to be celebrated and saved for the one you marry, he told his son, as they stood waist-deep in a crystal-clear stream, casting flies after rainbow trout. The boy had no reason to doubt his dad, until a month later, when he walked out the front door with the same suitcase he'd taken on that fishing trip. He left behind a devastated family. He left behind the awful truth. For over a year, he'd been having an affair with a married woman. Apart from God's grace, that son will never be the same. Since I heard the news, I've been thinking about the stuff we leave behind. You see, whether we like it or not, the impact we make is rarely determined by the words we say, but by the lives we live. Those who impact us most are not those who preach at us, but those who live their lives quietly, gracefully, and faithfully, like the stars in the heavens. Warren Wiersbe once said, "We have little control over the circumstances of life. We can't control the weather or the economy, and we can't control what other people say about us or do to us. There is only one area where we have control. We can rule the kingdom inside. The heart of every problem is the problem in the heart." Bad news about the bonsai tree. It died. But later this week, I'm going back to that store to buy three more. One for each of the kids. Perhaps years from now, in some far-off place, they'll see a bonsai basking in their living room window and think of their dad. Long after my words have stopped ringing in their ears, they'll have a small reminder of the stuff that mattered to me. I pray that tree will speak to them of character, of perseverance, of faithfulness. I hope it will remind them that although their dad had his share of twists and bends, he grew strong and faithful under the loving hand of the Master. My kids are all grown up now with children of their own. They don't come to me for gardening advice. Still, I keep trying. My latest project is a rock garden. Sadly, three of the rocks died just last week.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."